Okay, so let's maybe start with a real-world example. Think about Norsk Hydro, the huge aluminum producer.
Right, I remember that one.
Yeah, well, back in 2019, they got hit by ransomware. And it wasn't small, it disrupted operations across like 170 sites in 40 countries.
That's massive disruption.
Totally. They had to shut down production lines, revert to doing things manually. The cost,
Yeah.
over $70 million.
Wow.
And the vulnerability really came down to weaknesses in their, well, their digital systems and particularly their industrial IoT devices.
And that really highlights the risk, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And look, this isn't just a one-off thing. IBM's latest threat intel shows something like a 400% jump in IoT attacks just in the last couple of years.
Yeah, that figure is pretty staggering. And it makes sense when you think about how much IoT has changed businesses. I mean, everything's getting connected, right? Production lines, building systems, even healthcare equipment.
Everything.
Exactly. And the scale is just hard to grasp.
Yeah.
IDC, I think, predicts we'll have over 55 billion IoT devices globally by 2025.
55 billion.
Yep. Generating nearly 80 zettabytes of data every year. Just think about managing and securing all of that.
It's an ocean of data, like you said. And that means a huge, absolutely huge attack surface. And our old ways of doing security, standard firewalls, people manually monitoring
We
things.
just can't keep up, not with these automated adaptive threats that are out there now.
So how do we protect this incredibly interconnected world that's just exploding in size and complexity?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the answer, or at least a major part of it, that organizations are turning to is artificial intelligence, AI.
AI for IoT security.
Exactly, because AI can sift through those immense data volumes, in real time. It can spot weird patterns, anomalies, things that signal an
Things
attack.
a human might miss in all the noise.
Precisely. And it can coordinate automated defenses. So look, it's not some kind of magic wand,
Right.
but it's a really significant step up. It makes the security tools we already have much smarter, much faster, and frankly, more resilient.
Okay, so let's dive into that. What are the specific ways AI really changes the game for IoT security? How does it beat those traditional limits?
Okay, well, I think there are about five core benefits we usually talk about. First off, proactive threat prevention. This is huge.
Proactive, meaning stopping things before they happen.
Ideally, yes, or at least catching them incredibly early. The average time it takes to even find and contain a data breach is something like 204 days, according to IBM.
That's terrifyingly long. Months.
It is. AI changes that because it's constantly watching how devices behave in real time. It learns the baseline, so it can spot really subtle signs of trouble, like maybe some unusual lateral movement between devices.
Ah, like reconnaissance before the main attack.
Exactly. Long before the actual malware payload activates. It's about getting ahead of the threat.
Okay, that 204-day figure really sticks with you. But what about the opposite problem? Security teams just getting drowned in alerts, alert fatigue.
Yeah, that's a massive issue. Which brings us to the second benefit. Fewer false positives. Traditional systems can just flood analysts with thousands of notifications, right? Most of them aren't real threats,
Just noise.
just noise. AI is much smarter. It learns what normal looks like for each specific device. So it can tell the difference between a genuine breach attempt and, say, a sudden data spike because a device is getting a firmware update.
Ah, so it cuts through the noise and lets analysts focus on what actually matters. That sounds way more efficient.
Definitely. It frees up human expertise for the complex stuff.
But what happens as companies keep adding more and more connected devices? Doesn't security become unmanageable?
That leads nicely to the third point, scalable and future-proof security architecture. You just can't manually configure security settings for every single new sensor or machine that comes online. It doesn't scale.
No way.
AI systems, though, they can automatically discover new devices, learn their behaviors, and build security models without needing manual programming for each one. They spot weaknesses that might pop up when new things get integrated.
So it grows with the network.
Exactly.
Right.
And it can coordinate security across thousands, even millions of endpoints with very little human intervention needed for the day-to-day stuff.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so AI scales. But threats change all the time, right? New attacks, new techniques. How does AI keep up?
Great question. That's the fourth advantage. Adaptive defense mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional security is often static. You set rules and they stay that way until someone changes them.
Right, like a fixed firewall rule.
Uh-huh. AI is different. Oh. It enables dynamic, context-aware responses. It's constantly refining its detection models based on feedback, new threat intelligence it ingests, what it sees happening in real time.
So it learns and evolves.
Yes. It allows for what some people call self-healing security. The system adapts over time, almost like our own immune system learning to fight off new viruses.
A digital immune system. I like that analogy. Okay, one more. When an attack does get through or starts to, speed is obviously critical.
Absolutely critical. And that's benefit number 5. Shortened incident response times. AI speeds up every single stage.
How so?
Well, real-time anomaly detection means you discover the problem faster. Then AI can trigger autonomous actions, like isolating a compromised device or shutting down a specific network segment to contain the threat immediately.
Automatically?
Yes, based on predefined policies. It provides smarter alerts with more context for the security team, and it can even automate some of the remediation steps to help recover faster. It's all about shrinking that window of opportunity for the attacker.
Faster detection, faster containment, faster recovery. Makes sense. Now, this all sounds great in theory, but how are companies actually getting this kind of AI-powered IoT security built and deployed?
Good question. You see specialized companies stepping up here. Take Sam Solutions, for instance. They're a good example of a company operating in this space.
Sam Solutions, okay.
Yeah, they've got like 30-plus years in software engineering, and they take this very cross-functional approach. They help businesses build out these secure, intelligent IoT systems, integrating AI right from the start. They work across different sectors, too, manufacturing, automotive, healthcare.
And looking at their expertise, it seems quite broad. They mention edge and embedded IoT skills, cybersecurity and encryption, cloud development, Azure, AWS, Google Cloud, and then the specific AI development side too, like machine learning and predictive analytics.
Exactly. That comprehensive skill set is key, I think. It means they can build solutions that are properly integrated, that understand the context across the whole system, from the device right up to the cloud and the AI analysis. It's not just siloed bits.
It ensures the whole thing works together cohesively.
Right. Technically sound across the entire stack.
Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive then. The big picture is IoT is amazing. It unlocks huge potential, but it also creates these massive new security challenges.
Huge new attack surfaces, yeah. And the old static ways of defending them just aren't enough anymore against today's threats.
They can't keep pace.
No. But AI gives us a new path. It lets security become faster, more predictive, more adaptive. It can actually evolve alongside the threats.
Which is what organizations really need today.
Critically need, yes.
So maybe the final thought for you listening is this. As our world gets more and more connected, more complex, can we actually build these digital immune systems that are truly as adaptable, as resilient as our own biological ones? Something to ponder.